I know housing, and I want to know about Hmong outreach.
I know my name, and I'd like to know yours.
I know Works Progress, and I want to know about you.
I wrote that I know what the plan is, but as I looked around and saw everyone milling in, I realized that I really want to know how it's all going to play out.
In the internet age, it's hard to convince people that they can't save the world from the comfort of their own couch. You can search the world for problems online, watch the events, streaming live, and even donate to causes you care about from your own laptop. But there's a quality to face-to-face social capital that can't be mimicked by technology. It doesn't follow keywords. It doesn't follow algorithms. It's unpredictable. And that is what the founders of Works Progress are trying to cultivate. Social change through live social interaction.
We play interactive games, and one of them is just built around people's answers to the questions, what do you know and what do you want to know? The name of the game is Going As Far As We Can and seeing how many different ways we can connect people in ways that you would never know if you didn't ask those questions. And a couple of times when we've played the game, we've been able to make these really quick connections, and people have known the most obscure things.
That was Ben Cardlow, one of the organizers for Works Progress. Ben is describing an interactive game that the group uses to connect different talented people to one another at their networking events. I ran into Ben at the Capri Theater on a Friday night, where the newest installation of Works Progress's networking platform, Solutions Twin Cities, is unfolding.
Generally, if people are willing to come and spend their time at an event like a Works Progress event, they're interesting people and they've got something to share. And it ends up being really, really worthwhile and really interesting in an unexpected way.
Over 200 people are mingling in the theater lobby, literally wearing their ideas on their sleeve, jacket lapel, or other choice article of clothing as they wait for the theater doors to open. Some don't even know yet that the event has already begun.
Are you going to present tonight?
The achievements of Works Progress, I would say, is kind of finding a way to play around at the intersection of community and culture and art. We bring things together that normally aren't. And the fun thing is that that means that every event, it's a little bit different. We really don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Solutions Twin Cities, though originally conceived by Works Progress creators Troy Gallis and Colin Klecker as a platform for presenters, is also a living organism of social potential, like a live Facebook. Solutions Twin Cities is based on a model called Pechakucha, or Pecheka, which is Japanese for chit-chat. Ben talks about why Solutions Twin Cities finds this structure so useful for their presenters.
People, especially creative people, talk a lot. and for the sake of brevity, they said, all right, you get a certain number of slides and a certain length of time per slide, and that's it. And so it works out to be 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
As I started doing these videos, it became really clear that this wasn't just about food or where your food comes from. It was really about the people.
Tonight's event kicks off with Daniel Klein, who's here to talk about his experience with a weekly video cast called The Perennial Plate, which is centered around sustainable food. In lieu of slides, Daniel has chosen to juxtapose short video clips from his webcast.
I had quite a few people wish that I was attacked by wild animals. I have no idea what's going on behind me.
The presentation proves to be both entertaining and educational.
They wanted to create a space where people who are innovative, but maybe a little bit kind of under-recognized, could be celebrated in public.
I think, you know, we have a disconnect with our food today in this world, and it's because we don't know where it comes from. And it's hard to say, like, oh, I know my farmer, but through videos, or at least this is why.
So far, Ben says Solutions Twin Cities has featured presentations from scientists to opera singers, and the observers are just as diverse. Works Progress continues to get more innovative, with new ways to provide social platforms. They have two other event series, one called Give and Take, a creative platform with a more interactive structure, and a performing arts-centered platform in conjunction with Andy Sturtevant called Salon Saloon. Ben is also working on a project called Megalops, which will bring the social platform to the deck of a riverboat this summer as a part of the Spark Arts Festival. More information about live social networking events through Works Progress can be found on their website, worksprogress.org. For KFAI Radio, I'm Michelle Alimoretti.
Thousand Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.